do shout outs and head out, we have a huge favor to ask you guys.
What?
And it's not for money, and it's not anything that will directly affect us, but my dad, Big Fatty, he was nominated for a podcast award. And if you go to if you go to podcastawards.com, you can vote for an array of different categories, but under GLBT, if you vote for Big Fatty, you have to enter in your name and your email address, and you can vote once a day. You know, we would love to see him win, because there's a podcast on that list that wins every year, and we'd like to break that. And who better than Big Fatty? You can vote, and just so you know that when you vote, they send you an email so you can confirm your vote. So it might show up in your spam box or your junk box. It'll show up in your box. So make sure that you verify your votes and go once a day. I think voting's through the end of the month, and yeah. And I will link the podcast awards website in the show notes. So go vote. Vote for Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty in your junk box.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 475 of the BFO for Monday, the 30th of November, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to talk about the whole big, long weekend of Saturdays, because y'all have had about five of them in a row now. And, oh, Big Fatty, we are just confused with the time. So am I. Ooh. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I've got to rearrange. I've got to adjust my chair camisole here. It came slipping off, and I don't want to shat the chair. Oh, y'all, speaking of shat in the chair, that Miss Kathy, who I thought had unsubscribed, y'all. You know, she lives out there in the South Dakotas. And, y'all, she sent me, let me see if I can find this real quick. She sent me an e-letter, and she was playing some sort of quiz program on the machine at the casino, I guess, or something. But it was kind of like Scrabbles or something like that. And here, let me just see if I can find it. But, y'all, she tried to put in, let's see if I've, Brett Brady, do you still have it? No. Where is it? Y'all, surely I still have that, don't I? Oh, Black Friday, look in the trash. Anyway, she tried to put in the word, shitted. Like, I shitted my pants. And I said, you know, Miss Kathy, I think that, and it wouldn't accept it, y'all. And I said, I believe that the past tense of shit is shat. She says, I tried to put that in also, and it would not accept it either. And I'm like, oh. Well, y'all, that's just ignorant. That is just ignorant. But, y'all, I don't know if that means Miss Kathy is still listening. I don't know. But she at least was, you know, when she was had shat on the mind, she thought of Big Fatty. And, y'all, who doesn't think of Big Fatty when they have shat on the mind? So, anyway, y'all, while I'm over here in the inbox, before I fucking lose everything else, y'all, did I tell you Black Friday, who is this from? I don't know who this is from. Is it from Dennis? Is it Dennis in the Denvers? I think it is. Anyway, y'all, he sent me an article about why your testicles hang like that. And, yes, it's Dennis. Dennis out there in the Coloradas. Oh, Black Friday. Maybe not the Denvers, but it is Dennis in the Coloradas. Oh, and he sent me an article that was in scientificamerican.com. So maybe if you go over to the www.scientificamerican.com, which I'm sure that Myron Hooch has been over to it. Because, y'all, he loves the science articles, or so I've been told. But the article is titled, Why Do Human Testicles Hang Like That? And I think this applies to most normal human beings, however, does not apply to Big Fatty's testicles. And anyway, it's about there's something. I'm just going to read some words that I see here. Semen displacement hypothesis. Y'all, who? Oh, Brad Freddy, that would be a perfect title for today's show. Semen displacement hypothesis. And y'all, I think that you all need to go over and I'm seeing the words body cavity. And then I'm going to go on down here and I'm going to see descended testicles, but are ascrotal. I guess that means non-scrotal. I don't know. And then, y'all, there's a link to peacock feathers. scrotal sac thin. Let's just see. And then we get into the human scrota. Oh, Mark Friday, we've had enough of this. But anyway, y'all go over there and check out why your testicles, or someone that you know and love, why their testicles hang like that. And again, this does not apply to Big Fatty. Oh, Brick Fatty, we know that. Y'all, then, Miss Lauren, you know that Miss Lauren, you know, she did that show art for me, or excuse me, the show fart, the fart work, and y'all, links to an article in the Telegraph, which is over there in the Uck. I don't know if Steve in the Uck and Naught and John from Ely and y'all, there's somebody else over there too that I just can't remember. I don't know if they saw the fart article in the Telegraph.uk. And so anyway, but and y'all, then I had another straight listener get in touch with Big Fatty, because y'all, you know, I'm waiting to renew the BFO, and only the straight listeners can say yes, Big Fatty, you should, or no, you should not. And y'all, quite frankly, I'm a little disappointed in the response from the straight listeners. So anyway, but. This is from John, and John says, "Hey, Big Fatty, another straight," and y'all, he spelled it wrong, because when that right there, that tells you he's straight. It's S-T, he spelled it S-T-R-A-I-T, and y'all, that's not how you spell it. It's S-T-R and the number 8, S-T-R-8. So, John, you've learned something. Another straight man loves you and your grum nades. I don't know what a nade is. Oh, Big Fatty, neither do we, but maybe that straight guy will tell you. This is John, and I'm from Grand Rapids. Poor Big Fatty, oh. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, but known only as Molar Man on the internet. Y'all, I probably shouldn't have said that, but anyway. He is married to Ginger, and I don't know why he selected Ginger over Marianne, but he obviously did. He is 48, and she is 38. So, you know, y'all, that right there, robbing the cradle. Just robbing the cradle. And he says, "We are happy people, and thankfully you are out there. Also a fan of the Sea Hag."
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
"Dear Gussie, also a fan of the Sea Hag big time. Find me on Facebook. Can't find you yet. Happy Turkey Day." And y'all, he says that he is a breeder with no kids. Well, no wonder he is happy, except, y'all, in every happy life, there has to come misery, and I guess that's why he is a fan of the sea. But anyway, John, thank you so much for de-lurking and saying hi to Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, we just love to say hello to you. Y'all, I was gonna... Okay, never mind. Okay, now, Y'all, I think that's all I have that I wanted to talk about in the e-letters, right? Y'all, I've been getting lots of e-letters, and I've gotten some voice letters also. And on Tamari's show, everybody that listens to the BFO that goes by the name Wes, everybody that goes by the name Wes has called into the BFO, and I will be playing their voice letters on tomorrow's show. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all, I'm really beginning to worry now because Jeremiah, y'all, we have not heard from him since that hurricane Ida, was it Ida? I don't know, but we hadn't heard from him since Ida was going through the Mississippi. And y'all, I really am beginning to worry about Jeremiah. So Jeremiah, if you're out there, I'm sure you've unsubscribed, but if you're still out there, please get in touch with Big Fatty. And y'all, while we're waiting for Jeremiah to get in touch with Big Fatty, let's do this. Y'all, Big Fatty has been by the post office, and y'all, in the post office box was another Crema card. And y'all, this one is from the one and only Lori Dean from up there in the Connecticut, y'all. And Lori Dean has written on the back of it, says, Big Fatty, I cannot be sure without my readers on, but the picture on these stamps look like Botticelli's version of Big Freddy and the Hats. And y'all, it is, I think it is supposed to be that Madonna. And that's not the one, the batshit crazy one that wears the cone bra. It's that other Madonna. So y'all, I'm going to open up Lori Dean's Crema card here. Let's just see what this is all about. Oh! Y'all, it is a Dalmatian puppy. And it's wearing a red sparkly bow tie and a Santa hat. And it says, Merry Christmas from one of Santa's little yelpers. Oh, Big Fatty! And then he writes, Dear Big Fatty, once a year we get to express how much it means to spend 20 minutes every weekday with you in our ears. Oh, dear Gussie. I consider myself privileged to be counted among your friends. Keep the laughs and the lectures coming with deep affection. Well, better deep affection than deep infection. Oh! Your friend, Lori Dean. Now, y'all, Lori Dean is going to get one of the 2009 commemorative BFO Crema cards and the Christmas Happy that is going in that. And, y'all, quite frankly, I'm a little surprised I've only gotten two of the Crema cards so far. And, y'all, if you want to... send Big Fatty a Crema card. Just go over to the BFO. Over there under the top of the heap, it says something like, well, here, let me just go over there so I can fucking tell you. Oh, Big Fatty, you've got to give us detailed instructions. It says, ruination information. I believe that's it. And, yes. And, yes! And that's where you can get the address to send Big Fatty a Crema card. And just go ahead and send me. Y'all, it can be a used one. That Rachel is the only listener that sent me a used Christmas card last year, and she got the commemorative card and the Christmas Happy also. And y'all, I do have more of the Crema cards on order, so right now is a good time, so you will not be delayed in receiving the Crema card and the Christmas Happy. Yes. No! Yes! No! Y'all, while we're talking about Crema, that Miss Wes out there in the San Diegos, although he is up there in the dick-sucking capital of San Francisco, he says, Big Fatty, why don't you tell us what Crema mean? And y'all, I did tell that on a previous show that, let's see, I think it was Peter G. out there in the Oaklands, which is very close to the dick-sucking capital of the world, San Francisco. I did tell him what Crema meant, and evidently Miss West did not hear it. But for those of you that are interested, crema in Big Fatty's world means that... Now, y'all, that was quite... Oh, that lasted a little longer than I thought it would. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, there was quite a stir. There was quite a stir over the weekend, especially on Friday, because y'all, Big Fatty forgot to announce that there would be an LFC on Friday, a little fatty cast, because I had cleared it with Mr. Vader. I said, now, Mr. Vader, you're supposed to be having a guest over to the Vader family condo. Are you sure you want to do this on Friday before I start telling everybody? Yes, we will do it. Yes. So I put it out there, and y'all, then about 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, he goes, no, there will not be an LFC. Oh, y'all, I'm going to tell you what. Gavin from that Dragon podcast, and Adam Neutron, and Big Ricky, and especially that Kim Brewer over there at the Kim Brewer's Lodge. You can get to that over at the BFO. But y'all, they were livid. And y'all, I told them, I said, y'all, I am only the pretty one on that show. Mr. Veda is the one. And they're like, no, Big Fatty, you should do a live show. I'm like, y'all, I don't remember how to do it. I don't remember how to do it. And y'all, they were evidently, I could have called that Daniel Beaver, but y'all, he was in the Plant City, Florida, visiting the family. And evidently, there was some issues, y'all, because he had to come back. They had an abrupt change of plans. They had to come back. So... Y'all, I have, now this will tell you it is the season of miracles, because I've got not one, but I have 2 coupons for you today. And y'all, the first coupon, Big Fatty went to the Publix on Friday, because y'all, they had the bananas on sale for 39 cents a pound. Y'all, I don't know how much you pay for bananas in your area. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds dirty. But they were 39 cents a pound. We usually pay about 70 cents a pound, so they're about half price. So I went and got that, and I got some of the hot sausage, because, you know, y'all, I'm going to make the sausage balls. And I'll give you that recipe. And by the way, that Miss Wes, I believe he wants me to give the recipe. And y'all, it's going to be a recipe palooza during the holidays. So y'all always have your pencil ready. But anyway, I went to the Publix on Friday, and y'all, they had a coupon for $10 off a $50 Amoco gasoline card if you spent $25. Y'all, that's like 20% free on a $50 gift card. And so y'all, I spent $77.95, and that included the $50 gift card. And y'all, I saved $30.27. So y'all, it was wonderful. It was just one, and they had bacon on sale. It wasn't the good bacon, but it was still for $1.99 a pound. Y'all, that's good bacon. No. Then I went on Sunday also, and y'all, the coupon, the penny coupon, was for the Publix pepperoni. Oh dear Gussie, was for the pepperoni pizza. And y'all, they also, so I got another one of those gas cards because I was there. And y'all, they had the iTunes. If you bought $50 worth of iTunes gift cards, they would give you $10 back. So y'all, another 20% off of the iTunes gift cards. And y'all, my nieces wanted that, so I got that. So on Sunday, I spent $120 and I saved $32. And y'all, and a lot of that is Christmas crema shopping and gasoline. Y'all, 100 of all of that is gasoline. Michael over at the QCast Connection was also on the Twitty this weekend, so got to say hello to him. And y'all, remember, today is the last day of voting over at thepodcastawards.com. So please, if you're inclined, go vote for Big Fatty.
Big Fatty in your junk box.
Oh, dear Gussie Wiener.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.